Okay, our next presentation will be on plant-based moisture sensing to improve irrigation scheduling and water use efficiency, practical cotton remote sensing by Egal Flash. They're asking that you use the mouse or pointer. So.
Good morning. I'll skip any introduction because I had just great two lectures regarding my subject as well, about water use efficiency, whatever angle you're looking at. So I just, what I just want to emphasize, my partner in Israel were the Israeli Cotton Board, which is the Cotton Association, and the Phytag company, which developed the software and the sensors. Just a brief look at the project setup. It was based on the Grower Association hiring me to do the agronomy for all the growers. Growers meeting and field visits, financing was done by the Israeli Cotton Board. The Phytag company did all the technical support for the units and all the technical support to implement the units in the fields. We had 16 growers working with us commercially in six regions of Israel, which is not big, but different regions. It's all over. And they enjoyed during the season a weekly meeting and explanation how to use the data they are seeing in the system. We also enjoyed having collaboration with the extension staff of the growers coming from the Ministry of Agriculture usually. What were the units based upon? Managing the plant interface water balance. What are we talking about? The soil moisture data was the first part. It was done by tensiometers, and we had curves like we saw before. The second important part of the system is the climate data, which gathered all the information from the field and was able to feed us with the evapotranspiration and the VPD, the air vapor pressure deficit. The main new thing about what we did is the plant water status sensor, which relied on stem diameter changes. We had a sensor on the plant just near the cotyledon, under the cotyledon for the whole season, and it measured the changes of the stem diameter. This is the heart of the system. Years before, we tried this system, and I won't talk much about it, but the stem diameter sensors, which developed very much for the last couple of years, it's easy to install, it's very high sensitive to irrigation, climatic condition at all stages of plant crop. It's very high correlation to plant water status indicator like leaf water potential and evapotranspiration. And they have the clear description of representative physiological processes through water content indices for the plant. And we use mostly the maximum, the contraction of the stem and the growth of the stem. This is just to represent the how we divide in Israel the season monitoring. Usually we use at the vegetative stage, which is up to peak bloom, we use monitoring by monitor the stem height. This is a good representative, and every grower do it in his own field. In the second or the main season, from flowering, peak flowering, and bulb development and maturing, we use what we call reproductive stage. We use leaf water potential level, which is quite difficult to do it, very significant work handwork, as well as the monitoring of the height. And this is how we're doing the monitoring. Just to remind you, in Israel, all irrigation is done by SDI, or what we call the drip irrigation, and the varieties we are using is mostly Pima or Akela Pima hybrids, which are already known also in California. Okay, what you see here is a typical curve of the stem, not height, but if you look at the curve of stem height, it will look exactly the same. This is the stem diameter. As you can see, every day there is a shrinking and a typical growing from every day. You see that the growth is very important in the first part, as we expect. And later on, what is important, and you can see here just briefly, is the daily contractions. The stem doesn't grow anymore, but it contracts every day. Okay? So this is the basic setup of the system. What we found in irrigation experiment, like you saw before also in Israel, we found a very, very good correlative between the stem elongation in centimeters per day, which we have reference guide for that, to the stem diameter daily growth from the other side, and you can see a very good correlation. And we took the correlation one step further, and we use it as a growth-based criteria for irrigation scheduling. Okay, this was done for the first part of the season, the vegetative. We translated the recommended, what the farmer have a curve to do this monitoring by stem height, we translated it into stem diameter, and as you can see, it's a reference line, how you want to grow your optimal crop along the season. This is the first bloom part. You see we have quite high growth at the beginning, and it's going down until later on. This is a known curve, and we use it for monitoring. This is also a typical chart, and I continue, of this is only the vegetative. You can see the growth is very steady, and it starts to slow down over here, about peak bloom going to be here. Okay, this is one of the fields, just an example, so I'll just explain the lines once, and you can follow it later on. You see those curves, this is the tensiometer tension, soil moisture tension, done at 30 centimeters. You had one at 30 and one at 60 centimeters deep. The two other lines are, this is the reference guideline, recommended curve for optimal stem diameter daily growth for cotton. This is the curve I showed you before. And the third one is a calculation of the stem daily growth. Okay, the system is calculating and give you a daily stem day growth, and you can see it's up to here is quite high, very fast growth, and you can see it start to go down the minute the soil depleted the water. You see, this is irrigation over here. The growth is growing a little bit, but it's still coming down, and you see it's going quite nicely along the recommended curve. Okay, so this is an example for the first stage of until peak bloom of the season. Obviously, we got the same, almost the same for the second part of the season, the ball development season and the maturing time. We got a very good correlation between leaf water potential value in bars as compared to stem maximal daily contraction. Every day there is a maximal stem, one value for maximal stem contraction, which is a physiology known effect for all plants. We got a very good correlation, and we aim to replace the leaf water potential work at the field, which is very much not comfortable for the grower to do, but it's very useful. So we based this diameter contraction-based criteria for irrigation scheduling instead of manually monitoring leaf water potential. So we have two parts of the season. In one part, we develop every day, day-to-day, every hour information of growth, and the second part, the daily stem contraction. And we have the same, not the same, but almost the same, an optimal curve for the reproduction time, recommended value for optimal stem, maximal daily contraction of cotton. It's based on the leaf potential recommendation, leaf potential water recommendation that we had before. Okay, this is another example for the behavior of a field. Again, you see the soil tensiometers. The tensiometer, the actual daily maximal daily contraction, you see this dotted line over here. This is calculated by the system from the stem daily contractions. And the reference line, part of it, the recommended optimal stem maximal daily contraction for cotton. So the important about those reference lines that it represents the maximum value you want to be before you implement the next irrigation. You see every irrigation is seen here in the tensiometers. You see that values are going up very fast here when soil depleted from water. And after irrigation, the contraction is going down, then up again, then down. So we want to be around this optimal curve most of the time, trying not to cross it. Okay, you see that later on in the season, almost it's mid-August, almost the end, a couple of weeks before the end, you see that contraction are expected to get higher and higher, but you see that over here went to too big, too high numbers, along with soil moisture depleted very fast. Okay, so the two systems, the correlation, as you can see by on the chart, between the feedback, let's say, between the soil moisture and the stem contraction, very much together can give you a system for alerts for the grower. He can look at it in his computer and know when he's going to have problem or when he's not irrigating enough or too much. This is an example for irrigation treatment, and what I just want to show you, you can see the curve, the stem curve. This is an optimal curve, and down here we have another treatment, which is 80% deficit irrigation from peak bloom for 17 days. It's given 80% of the evapotranspiration of the optimal. And you can see that very fast, after we gone down to 80% of evapotranspiration, the stem is starting to shrink stronger, and later on even negative growth. This is just the stem diameter. When you look at the contraction, the calculated contraction, you see that from the minute we gave only 80%, the contraction are much higher, and this, which represent a larger stress on the plant, very fast. And you can see, just I drew a line over here to show you just the differences in the stem contraction between the two treatments. The deficit treatment, very shortly you can see the reaction in the stem while you don't see anything on the plant yet, on top of the plant when you come to the field. This is a good advanced alert you can get. This is to summarize what we are talking about, and in Israel it's what I call for the next season, it's alert-based monitoring system. Here you see the tensiometers, the 60 centimeters and the 30 centimeters. You see that irrigation from this point further, the soil is getting drier and drier, which means irrigation water is not getting to 60 centimeters. That's one. That's the first alarm. The second alarm, you see that in the beginning, it doesn't influence the stem contraction. It's under the line. But over here, suddenly, when the plant is demanding more water, you see that it alert number two, the stem contraction is too high. And on when you irrigate enough, you see that irrigation is going smoothly. Also, the contraction are getting smoother. And again, when a change in demand is over here, you get an alert three from both, from the tensiometers and from the plant stem. And next year, when the grower is going to cross the reference line, is going to get an alert on his computer. You have a problem. Take a look what happened. Maybe you missed some irrigation water, or maybe you missed the scheduling. So this is going to be represent in the next season. Thank you.
Okay, I think we'll have to hold questions until at the end of the session.